Are you Leroy Banks?
What's it to you?
To me? Nothing. You are nothing to me. But I might be something to you.
Well, you want to talk, go ahead. I ain't going nowhere for another 72 years.
I see that you killed two cops and some guy named Andre Dupree. You don't have to be afraid to talk to me. I ain't from the parole board.
I wouldn't care if you were.
Listen, Banks. How'd you like a few years shaved off your sentence?
How many years we're talking?
Suppose I told you you could be out of here in 10 years. No parole, no strings.
Yeah, who do I gotta kill for that?
You don't have to kill anyone. Call it a free gift.
Free.
Okay, there is one thing you can do for me.
What's that?
I need some kids. You know any?
The Kids Left Behind. Episode 26, Ryan's Hideout.
Wow, you guys got here fast.
You said you knew where Ryan is.
I've been looking for him all day.
Do you really know where he is?
Well, yes and no.
What does that mean?
Okay, I've been going through Bruce's notes and computer files for a couple of days.
Why?
Well, he told Loretta that he wanted them printed up in case something happened to him.
Wait, what are you saying? He knew he was gonna die?
Well, I don't know what he expected, but that's what we've been doing.
So what does this have to do with Ryan?
Well, I did a word search of his hard drive to see if there were any references to Ryan or where he hid his stash of Bibles.
Did you find it?
I think so.
Where is it?
Well, if I'm reading this right, they're here at the church.
What?
They can't be. We searched every foot of this place.
Well, I thought so too until I read this.
This looks like Bruce's private journal entry.
It is. Read the entry about halfway down.
I've decided to go with Ryan's idea and still keep the integrity of the project downstairs. Hopefully this will provide Ryan with the space and secrecy he needs without compromising the larger project. Downstairs?
There's no basement to the church.
Right.
Hold it now. Remember when Bruce had all that construction down on the parking lot last spring?
Yeah, the whole lot was blocked off.
What if he had a basement built somehow?
Without anyone knowing, how would he do that?
I don't know.
That's a lot of earth to move and dispose of.
But not impossible. Bruce was up late an awful lot, and maybe that's what he was working on.
I always thought he was working on his license.
Maybe he was doing both.
Both?
Well, let's quit talking and go look for an entrance.
Oh, how did you get that to open?
The brick with the handprint. It was the trigger. You just push it in.
Hold up. I'm gonna go get a flashlight.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Bruce did all this?
When?
Well, there's a couple of guys in the church who do construction. Maybe one of them did it.
This is a lot of work. I mean, look at the walls and stuff. It's all concrete.
Who cares how he did it? The cool thing is he did it. This place could be where we spend the next 5 years.
There's a pleasant thought.
I don't know. A couple of rugs, a few throw pillows.
I got the light.
Well, who's gonna go down there first?
Judd Kim.
Why me?
Because you're the big, strong, studly man.
Dude, this is our church, not the Temple of Doom. Let's just do it.
Okay, give me the light.
There's not much dust or dirt. This place hasn't been here that long.
Check this out. High voltage warnings.
I'd say we're going in the right direction.
Spoke too soon.
A dead end?
No. Well, but it looks like there's a door. Yeah, this is metal. It must be a door or something.
There's no knob or handle on it, though.
How are we supposed to open it?
Maybe we should look for another handprint. Like, shine the light around here.
I don't see anything.
But... right there.
What?
Oh. Go right. Lower. You see it?
Could I see?
I ate my carrots.
Let's see if it works.
Wow, open sesame.
This is amazing. I had no idea any of this was here. And I've been here almost every day.
See if Ryan's in here.
Someone find a light switch. There's gotta be...
Are you okay?
Hang on. I think I found the light.
I'm okay. I just tripped over something.
There we go.
Bibles. Hundreds of Bibles.
Let me help you up, Fig.
We've already given hundreds away. This one must have been jammed full.
I had no idea Ryan had collected this many Bibles.
The big question is still, where is he?
Okay, on three we toss him in the lake. One.
I still say you're making a big mistake.
Two.
My family's loaded.
Three.
Hey, Dad! Don't even!
Kid, you got 10 seconds to tell us about your old man.
He puts Darian's dad to shame.
Oh, yeah? Well, what's he worth?
What does he do?
He owns cattle, like, on 1,000 hills.
Not much money in farming these days.
And he's got mansions, yeah. He's got this great room that he's getting ready for me right now.
Have we ever heard of him?
You probably don't know him, but you've seen some things he's made.
Listen, kid, you gotta convince us that you're worth more alive than dead.
How do we know he's gonna pay for you?
He's already paid a huge price for me when he adopted me.
Adopted? You're adopted?
Yeah.
Your old man's gonna pay for an adopted kid?
Yeah, no, see, I'm kinda tight with his son.
And now I suppose you're part of the family.
Yeah.
I don't know.
If he's telling the truth, we could be in gravy for the rest of our lives.
But if we grease him now, we might not get caught.
But then you'd be murderers.
Yeah. Every plan has its drawbacks, kid. Besides, what makes you think we're not murderers already?
Well, you haven't killed me yet. Alright, he ain't here.
It doesn't look like he's even been here in a while.
Hey, did you guys see this?
What?
He's got a collection of pictures set up here. Pictures of his family, pictures of us.
And pictures of Bruce.
Hey, did Brian do his homework down here?
Don't think so, why?
There's this notebook sitting here.
This isn't homework, it looks like a journal.
I didn't know he kept a journal.
He hasn't lately. This latest entry was over 2 weeks ago.
I don't think we should be reading that.
I gotta agree. When he turns up, we don't want to get caught reading his private stuff.
Yeah, that's fine, but we don't have many other leads here.
I think we're going to have to wait.
Ugh, great. The whole world is blowing up and we gotta wait for Ryan to call.
Ryan?
In the flesh.
What happened? I thought they'd kill you for sure.
Yeah, well, I just told him my dad was rich and would pay a lot of money to get me back.
You told me your father was dead.
Shh! Look, they don't need to know that detail right now.
Well, they're gonna find out as soon as they try to contact him.
Yeah, I'm sort of hoping my friends will help me out at that point. Hello?
Yeah, I'm trying to reach Ryan Bailey's father.
What?
Ryan Bailey's father. Do you know where he is?
Yeah, he's not here right now. Can I take a message?
When will he be back?
I couldn't say. Hello? Hello? Oh, man! Judd!
I used to think my life was so boring. I mean, all I ever did was sit around playing video games with my friend Raimi.
My life has been crazy ever since the global community took over.
They keep your dad pretty busy, huh?
I suppose, but...
What?
I haven't told you everything.
Like, that's a big surprise. We just met this morning.
It's about my father.
Is this gonna make me mad or something?
No, it's just that... When my aunt and uncle disappeared, my father got suspicious. He started asking a lot of questions.
Wait, hold on a sec. What does your dad do for the global community, exactly?
Let's just say he handles security.
Security? What security?
He makes sure that Carpathia and the other higher-ups are safe, helps plan military strikes, oversees disposal of nuclear weapons...
Wait, are you completely kidding me? Well, he probably planned out this whole, war-type thing that we're in the middle of right now.
I don't think so. I don't think they're using him for this.
Why would you say that?
Will you listen to me?
Yeah, sorry. Go ahead.
Anyway, when my aunt and uncle disappeared, my dad started asking questions.
What did he find out?
That someone didn't want him asking questions.
Boy, there's a shocker. Look, the global community doesn't want people to know where all those people went.
You don't understand. This was before the disappearances.
What?
They had been speaking out against Carpathia while he was still only in the Romanian parliament, before there was a global community.
Wow, I never heard anything like that before. I thought Nick was everybody's friend.
My father found out where they were being held and tried to get them out.
What happened?
When he got to Romania, they were already gone, along with all the millions of other people.
So, let me guess, Carpathia's not in love with your dad?
They get along fine. I just don't think Carpathia trusts him.
You know, I think I'm really beginning to like your dad.
Okay, we gotta figure all this out. Chaya, can you write this down?
No problem. All right, what do we know?
We found Ryan's bike all mangled up like it's been hit by a car.
And we got the lady that I talked to who thought she saw him get thrown into a white van.
Yeah, but you said she was a nut burner.
There was something definitely wrong with her, but I believe her.
We know that if he could have, Ryan would have called us.
True, we got John and Mark checking the hospitals around here.
And he's not in any of them.
And he's not in his Bible hideout.
Okay, so that's what we do know.
Now we got this guy calling looking for Ryan's dad.
Who's been dead for almost 2 years.
He didn't say who he was at all?
Nope, didn't even try.
If he were a cop or a doctor, they would have said who they were.
You'd think so.
Ugh, I want to know what that was all about.
Once we know that, we'll probably know where he is.
And he said he'd call back?
Yep.
All right, well, I guess when he calls back, we'll just have to let him speak to Ryan's dad.
So, hang on a second. You're telling me that this Jesus came back and took all the faithful Christians to heaven?
Yeah, that's what happened to your aunt and uncle.
And your friend Raby?
Raimi.
Raimi and his mother, they went to heaven?
Look, I know it sounds weird, but, I mean, think about it. Millions of people disappear, nothing but their clothes where they used to be. I mean, does that sound normal to you?
No.
There's gotta be a God someplace who can do something that cool.
I think my dad was starting to think that way, too.
What do you mean?
He and my mom have been talking about God and things. They've even started reading from the Bible.
Oh, sounds like he's on the right track.
All right, pal, you better start talking.
What? Did you talk to my dad?
No, I talked to some kid, said he didn't know when your dad is gonna be around.
It's probably one of my brothers.
Yeah? Well, my brother and I got a bad feeling about this whole thing. If I don't talk to your old man soon, we just might cut you loose.
What does that mean?
Shut up, you!
He's a busy guy. Did you give him a number where he could get back to you or something?
Don't get cute. I'll call him back one more time. But if he ain't there, we're done with you.
You think Buck will do this for us?
Are you kidding? Buck Williams has been a friend of ours since we all became Christians. Yeah, he'll do it.
I got it. Hello?
What if it really is someone looking for Ryan's dad?
He's gonna be awfully disappointed.
Judd, it's for you.
Is it right?
It's from Israel.
Israel?
Probably Nina Benjuda.
Nina.
Hello?
Hello? Judd?
Nina! Hi, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. But I see on the news there were bombings in Chicago.
Yeah, there's still some bombing going on in some places. What about over there?
Israel has been spared for once.
Ooh.
How is Bruce?
Oh, Bruce died this morning.
Oh, I'm sorry, Judd.
Yeah.
We had heard he was sick.
Yeah. Listen, Nina, I don't want to be rude, but my friend Ryan is missing. Some weird stuff is going on, and I really need to find him.
I understand. My brother and I will be praying for you.
Thanks. How's your dad?
My parents are well. They've been talking about going to America soon.
You'll always have a place to stay in Chicago.
We may be there sooner than you think.
That's fine with me. I'd love to see y'all again.
Thank you. I'll let you look for your friend. Let me know how things are.
Okay, I will. Take care.
Goodbye.
Bye.
So, how's everything in Israel?
Good. There's no fighting over there.
So, what did Nina want?
She's calling to see if we're all okay, huh? They might be moving to the States soon.
You mean that rabbi guy?
Yeah, his whole family.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, cool.
Hand me that pop can, will you?
There's nothing in it.
I know.
Okay.
All right, now pay attention. You might appreciate this.
Careful, those edges are sharp. Don't cut yourself.
It's not me. I'm gonna try to cut.
You can't be serious. You're gonna use that as a weapon?
No, I'm gonna use it as a tool. I'm gonna see if I can shave off pieces of the window frame.
It would take forever to get the entire window out.
No, we don't need to get the entire window. Just one or two of the small sections. We can fit through that. Watch.
I see. We can take out one of the small panes and squeeze through.
Yeah, exactly. Look, see how this old wood, it just crumbles off here.
This might actually work.
See? I ain't so dumb. Here, grab that other half of the can and help me out here. I don't know how much time I got before they figure out the truth about my dad.
Yeah, I thought you Christians weren't supposed to lie.
I didn't really lie. I told him my father owned a lot of cattle and land and that he was getting a place ready for me.
But you told me your father was dead?
Well, God is my father. And there's a verse in the Bible that says he owns cattle on 1,000 hills. And Jesus says that he was going to prepare a place for everyone who believes in him.
That's still kind of lying.
Haven't you ever seen Star Trek 2?
No.
Well, anyway, everything I said was true.
But you knew they would think you were talking about your real father.
Yeah, well, right now the only family I have are the people who believe in Jesus. And you know what? Someday we're all going to be in a huge family reunion.
I don't see how you can be so sure.
Are you kidding me? You know, everything that's happened in the last year and a half, the disappearances, the peace treaty with Israel, Nikolai Carpathia coming to power, the Bible predicted this stuff like 2,000 years ago.
The Bible talks about Nikolai Carpathia?
Well, it talks about one man creating a one-world government, a global community. It also talks about a war that will devastate the world. Sound familiar?
Now you're really starting to sound like my aunt and uncle.
You know, that may be the nicest thing you've ever said to me. Hello?
I need to talk to your dad.
No problem. Can I tell him who's calling?
Yeah, tell him it's a friend.
A friend?
A friend who knows something about his kid.
Dad, it's for you. They say they know something about your kid.
Hello. What can you tell me about my son?
First thing I can tell you is that if you go to the police, you'll never see him again. You understand?
I want to know if he's all right.
Do you understand?
I understand. Where is he?
You'll find out, but it's going to cost you. $5 million.
$5 million? I can't get that kind of money together anytime soon.
And I want it in 20s and 50s.
I want to talk to him.
Yeah? Too bad.
No way. I want to know he's okay before I do anything.
I'm telling you he's okay.
And I'm telling you, if you want to see that money, you let me talk to him. Understand?
Dude, are you crazy?
Lionel, relax. I got a hunch. I'm just playing it out.
These guys might kill him.
Take it easy, man.
Don't tell me to take it easy. I already lost one friend today. I don't want to be losing another one over no hunch.
And neither do I, Lionel. Please, trust me. We got to get control of this situation. If we talk to Ryan, he could give us a clue.
It does seem kind of risky.
Look, this guy thinks Ryan's dad is not only alive, but stinking rich. He didn't just get the idea out of thin air.
Ryan must have told him that.
And he didn't just pick the name Ryan out of thin air either. He's got him, and he must be alive.
Yeah, Ryan doesn't carry ID with him. He had to be alive to tell him who he is.
Exactly.
But if you're wrong, those guys will kill him. Then we never find out what happened.
Listen, Lionel. I've interviewed enough rich people to get the feel about how they would act in this situation.
That's what that was?
They would want to make sure the kid was all right before they did anything. Hello? Yeah, hey, who am I talking to? Where are you? No, the closest intersection is fine. Yeah, great, thanks. Hey, wait a minute. Listen, before you go, did you just see another man near that phone? Oh, okay. Yeah, thanks.
What was all that?
Star 69, called back to the phone that just called us.
Where was it?
Michigan Avenue, downtown.
Ryan.
Yeah?
I want to ask you something.
Well, I'm not going anywhere soon.
Before, you said you were going to pray.
Yeah?
What do you mean by that? I mean, I know what I do when I meditate, but I think you're talking about something different.
Oh, I'm sure of that. I mean, when I pray, I'm not getting myself worked up into some crazy state of mind or something, or just repeating a bunch of sayings that don't mean nothing. I talk to God the same way that you and I are talking.
And he answers you?
Well, he doesn't talk right back to me, but yeah, he gives me answers.
I believe that God is just a force in the universe. You talk like he's a person.
Well, he's been communicating with people for thousands of years. You know, just because he never spoke to me face to face doesn't mean that...
Get down. Get down. Hurry, cover the window.
All right, kid, you're coming with us.
I'm coming. So did you talk to my dad?
Good luck.
Uh, Hey, you don't have to cut off my circulation with the tape. I can't grab nothing anyway.
I'm not taking any more chances with you.
Besides, if you do try anything, we'll toast the girl.
I don't even know her.
Yeah, but you don't want her death on your conscience.
Did you talk to my dad or what?
Shut up and listen. This is what's gonna happen. I'm gonna call your old man again, and we're gonna let him know his precious little rugrat is alive.
Okay?
You listen to me. You say anything other than hello or hey, Dad, it's me, give him the money. You're gonna go for that swimming lake. You got it?
Yeah, I got it.
I'm gonna pull up to a street-side telephone booth.
You don't even need to get out of the van. And if you sing out to anyone, and I don't care if it's a straight bum sleeping in a box, I hang up. We are done with you.
Okay. Thanks, Tom.
Was that your cop friend, Fogarty?
Yeah. He said that when this guy calls back, we should call his pager. If we can keep him on the line long enough, we might be able to trace the call.
I'm gonna have to split soon, all right? If I'm not here when he calls, give him my cell number and I'll talk to him on that.
Where are you going?
Well, Chloe says that Loretta wants us to move in with her. I gotta get our stuff out of the hotel.
I hope he calls soon. Oh, speak of the devil.
And the devil appears.
Lionel, you get it. Take your time, though. I'll call Tom.
Hello?
Yeah, put your dad on.
All right, let me get him.
We gotta stretch this out longer.
We can't wait too long. They might get suspicious.
I'll keep them talking.
Here.
Hello.
Yeah, what took so long?
I was outside.
Yeah, whatever.
Before I talk to Ryan, I want to understand your demands.
What's not to understand?
Can any of the 4 million be in larger bills, like hundreds?
You know I said 5 million. Now we're gonna make it 6.
All right. Settle down.
Now let's get this done before I decide to make it 7.
Let me talk to Ryan.
Yeah, he's right here. Talk, kid. I said talk!
Darian Staley!
What are you... Get up! Let's get out of here! That's it, kid. Those are the last words your old man is ever going to hear you say.
What are you thinking? What a stupid kid!
I don't care what he's thinking. Real soon, he's going to be doing all his thinking from the bottom of Lake Michigan!
The Kids Left Behind is based on the best-selling books by Jerry B. Jenkins and Tim LaHaye. To find out more, check out The Underground at leftbehind.com. And for information on the live-action audio series, stop by gapdigital.com. This live-action audio series is a presentation of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.